continuing in the first parak of Masechet Midos, we are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey. So we're discussing all the gates in the Azara. So v'shebet Tzafon and Shar HaNitzos. On the north side of the Azara, there was Shar HaNitzos. U'kimin Achsadra Haya, and it was like an Achsadra, like a hallway. It had walls on both sides of the gate that stuck out into the Harabayis. And Va'aliyah Benuya Al Gabav, and it had a second story built on top of it, where a Kohen would be able to guard. Shokhanim Shomri Milmal and Valviyim Milmatan, because Kohanim stood guard above and Leviyim were down below. Upesach Ha'ilo L'chel, and this hallway, so to speak, had an opening to the Chel, which is the 10 Amma space right outside the Azara. Sheini Lo Shara Karban, the next gate on the northern side was the Shar HaKarban. Where they had Kodesh Kodashim that were shechted in the northern part of the Azara, were brought into the Azara through that gate, because it makes sense that it would be brought in through the north, because that's where you have to shecht Kodesh Kodashim. Kodesh Kodashim could be shechted anywhere in the Azara, but Kodesh Kodashim have to be shechted in the northern part of the of the Azara. Shlishi lo beis hamokad, and then the third gate on the northern part of the Azara was the beis hamokad, which is a big room where they had which also served as one of the gates on the northern side. We'll get into it soon. Mishnah vav va'arba l'shachos hayu bebeis hamokad. There were four rooms in the beis hamokad. Kitonos psuchos l'traklin, and they were like these tiny rooms that open up into a large hall. It happens to be that two of the rooms built in the Beis HaMokad were in Kodesh, and two of them were in Chol, meaning the two on the northern side were not in the Azara. They were only in the, they only had Kedushas HaRabayis, they didn't have Kedushas HaZara. V'rashay pispesin mavdilin ben Kodesh l'Chol, and they had these posts that would separate between the Kodesh and the Chol, so you knew exactly where Kodesh and ended and Chol began, meaning where the Kedushas HaZara ended and Kedushas HaRabayis began. Umayim Mishamshos, why did they use these rooms? What did they use them for? Ma'aravis Drom is the one in the southwest. He ha'isal lishchas tala'i karban. That's where they kept the sheep to use for the karban tamid. Drom is Mizrachis, he ha'isal lishchas osei lechem apanim. The southeast one was used for the making of the lechem apanim that they had to make every single week, 12 of them to put on the shulchan. Mizrachis Tfonis, the northeast one, ba'ganzu b'nei chashmonayis avdeh mizbeach she Shik to Malchei Yavan. That's where they took the broken stones of the Mizbeach that the Yavanim had broken. Tzvonis Ma'aravis, the northwestern one, by Yordim LeBeis HaTvila. That was where the Tamei Kohanim would go into the Beis HaTvila from that one. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said that the three gates on the northern part of the Azara were the Shar HaNitzot, which had a certain achsadra and a second story built on top of it, where the Kohanim would guard over it on the top and the Levim on the bottom, and it had an opening into the Chel. And then you also had the Shar HaKarban and the Beis HaMokad. And then Mishnah Vav starts elaborating on the Beis HaMokad and tells us that there were four rooms in the Beis HaMokad. Two of them had Kedushas HaZara, and two of them were built in the Chol, and there was a barrier to let you know where the Kedushas HaZara ended. And the four rooms, one of them was for the sheep, for the Karban Tamid, another one was for the people who made the Lechem Apanim, another one was where they put the Avanim of the Mizbeach that the Yavanim had destroyed, and another one was where they would go down, the Beis HaTavila. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin.